What was unthinkable decades ago and until recently only a dream for same-sex couples is now a reality. But a pending court case demonstrates public acceptance is not a given. Melissa and Jenny McCarthy, formerly of Albany, filed a complaint against Liberty Ridge Farm in October 2012. The lesbian couple has asked New York's Division of Human Rights Agency to rule that the Scaghtikoak wedding venue broke the law when its operators refused to book their wedding. The same-sex couple is seeking damages in a case that could set precedent. A spokesman for farm owners Robert and Cynthia Giffords says their farm is a private business on private property. Jason McGuire is the executive director of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms.
We don't believe that people should have to violate their religious and moral convictions, especially in their own homes, as the price of doing business. And bear in mind, that's what we're dealing with here. This is a family that does have an agritourism business, but the weddings really do occur on their home property. And this is, we believe, would be a violation of their religious convictions. And they don't have to check their religious freedoms just because they happen to be in business in the state of New York.
The Giffords affirm their constitutional freedom of religion trumps state law and allows them to conscientiously object to something they don't believe is appropriate. McGuire faults the language of the law.
It's really a Pandora's box that the New York State legislature opened when they legalized same-sex marriage and did not provide adequate protections for people like the Giffords who really have these religious convictions concerning this issue. But I do think that whatever happens with this case, no matter which way it breaks, it's probably going to be appealed by one of the parties or the other.
Attorneys from the New York Civil Liberties Union told an administrative law judge Wednesday that the 100-acre farm is a business open to the public and to the state's anti-discrimination laws. Political consultant Libby Post was founding chair of the Empire State Pride Agenda.
When the state omnibus bill was passed early in 2000 or 2001, it included you're not allowed to discriminate based on public accommodation. And that's what this is. This is a public accommodation. So it's not like, oh, it's because of marriage we're going to discriminate against you. They're not allowed to discriminate based on the law that says you can't ban someone for public accommodation. And, you know, they're a business. I'm a business. I'm sure there are things they do in business that are not within their religious beliefs, but they do it because they're a business in New York State and they have to do it. That's just the law of the land, and you can't skirt that. You can't get around it. You're not allowed to discriminate, period. That's the end of the story.
Jason McGuire believes Americans will see more infringements of religious freedoms and constitutional challenges.
The Giffords hold the same position that President Obama held until fairly recently. And so we see that there is a shift that is occurring in some people's minds, but the Constitution has not changed, and the Giffords still have their religious freedoms rights, their constitutional rights that should be protected.
The two sides reportedly had discussed a settlement that was rejected by the Human Rights Division. The McCarthys were married in the Albany area in early August and have since left New York. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.